Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I encourage you to keep an open mind so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. I don't have my script in front of me tonight, and I don't have my guest in the studio yet, which is concerning me. I'm going to try reaching her, and in the meantime, I'm going to play a song by a New Thought singer by the name of Jennifer Farron. It's called Throw It All Away, so hang in there. Hopefully, I'll get a hold of Michelle. Okay, good news, folks. I have Michelle Milio live now. Just to let you know, she was born and raised in Lakeville, Massachusetts. Michelle has been aware of her psychic abilities since childhood and has spent most of her life developing those skills. She believes that everyone has the capability to access and develop psychic skills for personal as well as professional uses. In 2000, she began creating CDs and MP3s as Mind Trip Productions. To date, Michelle has created and published numerous works that include hypnosis programs, easy-to-understand workbooks, and hypnosis recordings to help others recognize and develop their own psychic skills. Michelle currently lives in Cape Coral, Florida, with her husband, Dave. Welcome, Michelle. How are you tonight?
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm
Thank you for having me.
glad to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about your workbooks before we begin.
Okay, well, so I've written some workbooks, and they're actually do-it-yourself at-home course to walk you through 28 days. I have them for stress relief. I have them for psychic development, weight loss, and also for to help develop success in really anything, any endeavor that you have. So there's quite a few to choose from, and they've helped many people. I've had some really good positive responses from them.
Oh, that's great. How can people get a hold of them?
Well, right now they can go to my website, michellemellioonline.com, and it's michellemellioonline.com. And I'm really excited that I'm making all of my workbooks, I'm making some videos, and I now have an online learning center where, you know, if you want to actually work along with me in your workbook, you can almost take it a step further. So there's a lot going on with that right now.
Okay. And is that the best way for people to get in touch with you if they want to do readings with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The website would be the best. Yeah.
Tell the folks what kind of readings you do.
I do psychic readings. I do mediumship readings. I read the regular deck of playing cards, which is pretty unique. Some people will call them gypsy-style readings because with tarot cards, you get the emotional and spiritual aspect, which is really great. But with the playing cards, you get that physical, tangible, actual stuff that's going on in someone's life. So it's much easier for me to be able to talk to someone's guides and tell them, you know, specifically what's going to be happening in their life.
Okay, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, we do have quite a few people waiting to talk to you tonight, Michelle.
I appreciate your patience in getting me here.
Oh, well, I'm just really glad that the cards were such that we were able to get a hold of you. Well, if you don't mind, let's go to the phone lines and we can maybe chat along the way.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, folks. And please just try to keep your questions to one question. And one follow-up question, and that's going to be it. And the first caller is Wendy. And Wendy, you're live.
Thank you. So wonderful to meet you, Michelle.
Hi, Wendy. It's a pleasure to meet you as well. What can I do you for tonight?
Thank you. I've been working very hard manifesting some work opportunities, and I actually am going through a very intense background check with the government. It's for HealthNets and Teen as an intake representative. I also passed a test for PG&E, and I'm testing for SMUD on Saturday, and then Franklin Templeton. Will one or more of these turn into a real job and hopefully last me for several years?
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just ask like that yes or no question, and then correct me if I'm wrong, but you listed 4 current jobs that you're working towards getting?
Yes, that would be Centene, Franklin 4. Templeton, PG&E, and SMUD.
Okay, so the last two, the PG&E, and then did you say SMUD was the last one?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, cool. I feel like the last two are really promising for you. I feel like they're going to turn into job opportunities. I definitely get a yes answer for you, and I see specifically an increase in your money and finances. I see you finally being able to fill that bank account again, and I see small prayers being answered for you. So, in other words, you've like been doing some, in addition to applying for these jobs, you've been doing some work to make it happen, not just the late work, but you've been, you know, wishing, praying, hoping, walking around maybe with stones in your pocket or lighting candles, and you are going to get what you have been working hard towards and asking for. So I feel as if this is going to be a positive outcome for you in the next 8 days maximum. You'll be working. You'll be hearing from somebody.
I'll be working, and it'll last several years?
Actually, I see a full bank account, so I'm going to say that you've got, yeah, you'll be with a long-term company, have a good career, and it looks like everything, and I feel like you've been almost praying for that, not just temporary hopping around. I'm looking for something that's long-term. I'm looking for something that's going to, you know, refill my well, financial well,
yes.
That is, and I do see that happening for you. So, yeah, I would say that's long-term, many years.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a blessing. Thank you, Michelle.
Congratulations, and thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Wendy. Best wishes to you, hon.
Thank you, David.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, our next caller is Kimberly. And Kimberly, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kimberly. I'm well. How are you?
Great. My question, more than anything, is being on the right path for my spiritual purpose. I've been teaching public school, and I don't want to teach school anymore because I know there's something else that I should be doing. And I'm just wanting to know, am I on the right path with this transition?
Okay. What an excellent question. I want to let you know that I'm switching over to my spirit contact card so that I can get specific messages from your guides, since your question is about, even though it's about career, it's also about a spiritual path, so I want to kind of help get you a clear message.
Okay.
So, so in answer to your question, I actually feel like you are really more on the right path than you know. You've really gotten in touch with your spiritual self, your higher self, and you're at a point in your life where you've come to, you're just really surrounding yourself with what makes you feel full and what makes you feel happy and joyous. So in other words, your guides have really moved you in the direction of moving away from that lifestyle, job included, that makes you feel like you're going through the motions every day. You're starting to work towards a fulfilled life. I do see that you have really nailed what your path is going to be, and I feel like it's been really something that was given to you or gifted to you. Does that make sense? It feels like it's something that maybe even was passed down, somebody else in your family had done it, or it's something that is a natural skill, you know?
Mm. Okay.
I also want to let you know that you're going to be successful with this. You'll be provided for, your guides will be providing for you, and you actually have two very specific guides that are working with you right now. One is a guardian angel, and I believe that you are aware of this angel around you. And the other is a very dear friend that passed away a long time ago that I feel like has almost been leading you in the right direction, or you almost feel like this person has been near you for a while. And I actually want to say that this person could be like a cousin or something, you know, but a very, very dear friend from long ago. But you are on the right path, girl, and you are on the way towards mastering what it is you're working towards.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Did you have another question?
Well, you were saying something was passed down. I'm moving to Alabama, and I don't know if it's speaking because my mother, she's on the other side, and my mother was a minister, and I've been told that that's part of my path, but I don't know about all that. But anyway, don't know.
Could be. I got my chill bumps going on with that. My spirit is rubbing up and down my back saying, just allow right now. Yeah, you're in a really good space right now, so just allow, and you will be you'll be really realizing that your true path very soon. You're very close to an awakening to that. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Best of luck to you and your move.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kimberly. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
So sweet. I love your callers.
I have some great callers. Kimberly, I'm very fond of her. She's got such a wonderful, vibrant spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Our next caller is Donna. Donna, you're live.
Hi. Oh, thank you, David. Hi. I have two little questions.
Hey, Donna.
I want to know about a relationship, and then if my housing appointment, the annual appointment that's coming up Wednesday, if that's going to go okay.
Okay. So the relationship question that you have?
I'm not in a relationship, and I'd like to be. And so, I am getting out.
Okay. All right. So let's have a look at that. So what basically a general relationship. So I want to let you know about your appointment with your housing coming up this Wednesday. I've got really positive response for that. And I actually feel like that you get, is it a male coming to review? I see a man looking over, reviewing, everything really working out, aligning perfectly for you, looking like it's just really a perfect match. And I also feel like there's is there a legal contract involved in that? Like, do you have to sign something when it's
with
all said and done?
Well, yeah, I mean, I already have it, but they audit it from a whole year, all the checking account balances and all, and there's kind of a little bit too much in there because of my sister gave me some and this and that, so I hope that it's going to fare out okay.
It looks like it's going to fare out okay. I do feel like there's like another contract or a new contract or a renewal or something.
Oh, it is a new it is a new one. It is a new contract because they switched over to a different.
Okay.
Yes, you're so right. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So so that's confirmation for you, good positive results, don't sweat it, breathe through it, and you're good to go. You got good news on that end. The relationship end, I feel like for you that there is, the relationship stuff is a life lesson for you, okay, and it's a soul lesson that your soul has to have in this lifetime, and it seems to be that your lesson seems to be that the men that you come into your life, and you do date men, is that correct?
Well, I haven't in a while.
Okay, but men are your preferred dating?
Oh, yes.
Okay. It seems to me that the men that you find yourself really attracted to on an energetic level are saying, whew, I could totally go there, and maybe you've even dipped your toe in the water a little bit, seem to be attached to either their job or another woman. And then the ones that are, like, all crazy about you are like, you're like, no. And so I feel like this is a lesson for you in this lifetime. I do see love for you, but I see love for you after a little bit more shuffling through kissing the frogs, shuffling through the frogs. It's almost like don't give up on yourself is what I'm getting from your guides, and I'm hearing keep dating, keep at it, keep going, because got to do that or you're not going to be able to get through the frogs, and you got to get through the frogs before you find the guy that matches right up perfect. But dark hair, beautiful hazel eyes, and his lips are so kissable that, like, I want to kiss him right now while I'm looking at him. So he's coming your way. Just be patient and keep dating. Don't give up on yourself because you're almost stopping the process by stopping the dating.
Yes. Okay. Will do. Oh,
okay.
Thank you so much. That's been very, very helpful.
You're most welcome. Thanks for calling. It was great talking
thank
with you.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
Have a good night, Donna.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. God bless. Okay. Annette is our next caller.
Okay.
And Annette, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. What can I do for you tonight? And how are you?
Well,
sorry.
I'm well. That's okay. I'm well, thank you. I'm well. My question is in regards to a friend, a male friend. And I'm not sure. I just want some clarity on where our friendship is heading, if it's going to grow into a deeper friendship.
Could I have the first initial of his first name?
Yes, it's A.
Okay. All right. Okay, a lot of ups and downs for the two of you, and it feels like recently, it feels like this is either, I'm a little confused here, so I need you to just kind of confirm this for me. Is this
sure.
either a relationship that's starting up again, or is this a new relationship? Because I feel like most recently something started
mm-hmm.
up, but I'm hearing you've been around this before with him.
Yes. It's, I'm going to say it's starting up again, but it's
mm-hmm.
moving like in a different, we actually have a more open and honest
mm-hmm. yeah.
with each other.
I actually like where this is going, and I feel like you're still a ways off from the direction that the two of you are moving. But on the other side of this, like, new, fresh start, I see it, like,
mm-hmm.
releases a lot of the, like, you're burying all the old stuff. And the old stuff needs
yes.
to be buried. It's, like, it's done. It is. We can't keep rehashing it. We can't keep bringing it
yes.
back. We're, like,
yes.
it's over all.
Yes. That's true.
yeah. I
That's
see
so
you
true.
Working over that hump, and I actually see you being able to, you know, finally be able to kind of calm and settle the relationship where you want it, where it's not so, like, the drama is leaving, which is great. On the other side of that, it's definitely worth doing. I see a ring, I see a commitment, and I see, I work towards planning a marriage someday. So I see this as being something that the two of you are going to maybe finally get right this time.
Really? Because, I mean, I just want to confirm something because we had a real good talk last night. We actually went out for dinner, which, you know, we know each other for close to a year. And, you know, I expressed, you know, I how I felt about him. But what he told me was that in a lot of ways, he didn't feel the same way. So I'm not sure about that.
Well,
I mean, we're still friends.
Remember, this is that hump part that you're working over and you're working
oh,
through.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah, and. So just be in the moment, enjoy his company.
Mm-hmm.
I love that the main theme right now for you is to
mm-hmm.
that the drama has been almost lifted from the relationship, which feels great. And I feel
mm-hmm.
like what you're going to do with the other side of the hump, be over 2, 3, even 4 months, you're going to
mm-hmm.
come to a place of about it. And
I'm sorry. You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, honey. I want to hear every word you tell me.
Is this a little better for you? I hear you. Is this a little
much
better
much
for
better.
You?
Oh, much better. Yes.
Okay. All right. I just had to move my phone a little bit. Thank you. So on the other side of this, what's going to happen is you're going to find your, I don't know if you got that earlier, but you're going to actually, the drama is being removed from the relationship. The worry, the drama, one person's feeling one way, the other's feeling another.
Yes.
And all of a sudden it feels like less pressure, you know?
Mm. Yes.
When that relationship to a place of less pressure, and that's on your end as well as his,
mm-hmm.
it just starts to organically and naturally grow to where it was really supposed to go for the two of you before, where maybe you had a failure to launch.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So on the other side, later on and down the road, I do see that you really nailed it with your intuition and with the connection that you feel for him, that it is something romantic long term, and it is a soul connection, but you just really need, or you both need the space to allow that to grow organically.
Yes, yes. So basically what you're seeing is that you're seeing this growing into something more beautiful.
Exactly, yep.
Okay, okay. We just have to get through the hump.
Yeah, and I don't know how long that hump's going to last, because it looks like my readings generally go about 6 months out, but in your case it feels like it could be a little bit longer, but it's okay. It's going to be worth it, you know.
Okay. I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you, because you're not the only one that has said that. And it's again, for me, it's, I'm not a patient person at all. I was like yesterday. But this relationship is teaching me how to be patient.
How to find your zen and be patient.
Yes.
That's what I'm feeling. And also, I don't know if anybody's ever brought up the twin flame dynamic for you.
Yes.
But if you
yes.
have, yeah.
I don't know what that is, though.
You can research it on the internet. There's so much information about the twin flame.
Okay.
What ends up happening in most twin flame cases is that the other twin will take turns running and resisting, and it's usually a very painful process.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mhm. We've gone through that. Oh yeah.
Mhm. You're not quite done yet, but you're very close.
That's okay. Because you know what I've heard, even with twin flames, is that there's so much of this push and pull. And that it's, I have yet to meet someone where the twin flames come together and they have this beautiful relationship. Is that possible with twin flames?
It is possible, and I would have to say with the amount of twin flames I've worked with, and I don't know if David agrees with me on this or not, but I'd have to say maybe 10% really end up working through it, and the other 90 just throw their arms up and end up going the other way.
Right. Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah. Do you see us working through it?
I actually do. I see on the other side of that you do. So that's why I do recommend looking up some things online about it and have a right here of how to handle it, because I think that you're in a great place right now where you feel like you're much more calmer about it.
Yes. Last night helped me, because we've never been that open. I mean, raw, open, honest, talking about even past relationships and how we feel and how we don't feel. I mean, it was raw.
Yeah. So I would research that, and you'll get a better idea of what you're looking at.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks for
many
calling
blessings
in
to you. Sure. Sure. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Annette.
God
bless. God
bless you.
Thank you so much. we've got a little echo effect going on tonight, Michelle.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too.
Yeah. Oh well. I was really disappointed. I had a wonderful guest lined up for last Friday night, and I wasn't even able to get into the studio. So I'm glad it's working out tonight, folks, and my apologies for those of you who might have called Friday night. I will have Jennifer Urizio back on the show at another point in time. And I do post my shows. I try to post them in advance. I've been a little bit remiss of late, but you can check out the schedule at blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark, spelled with an E. And let's see, I guess we haven't talked to Lisa yet, and she's been patiently waiting. And Lisa, you're live.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa,
hi.
Can you hear
I'm
us?
I'm sorry, I had myself on mute. I'm sorry. I never know if the noise I make is going to interfere. I apologize, though. You know, and it takes me 2 seconds to unmute, so I apologize for the confusion.
Don't worry.
Thank you. Hi. My question would be about relationship, please.
Okay. Did you have something specific that you wanted to find out about, Lisa, or was it just general?
No, I'm in a relationship, and I just wondered if it was going to get better.
Okay. Could I have the first initial of the other person in the relationship?
R. R.
R. Okay. Okay, so, you know, one of the things that I actually don't love about what I do is that sometimes the news that you get isn't really maybe what you're hoping to hear. Sometimes it's not the greatest of news, and sometimes it's just what you need to hear to kind of confirm your own instincts on the matter. I feel like for you, this is like really just a matter of confirmation for you, and almost like you need your guides to say it's okay, it's kind of worked its course. But I feel like this relationship, I feel like there was a big lesson there, but I feel like it was more on the other person's part, and it was just really, it's just not really understood, and it doesn't feel like it's going to get learned, and it also feels like this is a very heavy relationship for you. Does that make sense? I feel weighted down. I feel like I almost need to be, I feel free. I feel like I need to be free. I feel like you are this wonderful, amazing, outgoing, funny, attractive, like all these wonderful things, and I feel like you're just like suffocating inside of, like, you know, when you turn a glass upside down. My guides are showing me it's like you're just suffocating inside that glass, and you're like, but wait, that's not me. And so I don't think that this relationship is going to, of course, you always have free will and you have choice, but I don't think this relationship is worthy to be moving any more forward, because I feel like it's more of a detriment to you than it is to something that be something that fulfills you.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, on every level.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, that glass, upside down glass, it's like, you know, you're present, people can see you, but not real, the real you. You know, it just feels like you're just kind of going through the motions, and is there anything I can do or answer to kind of maybe help you through that part, that transition? Or,
well, I think it's just a matter of working on processing it through,
and that's really a smart thing to do, because with any loss, even if we lose our purse, we go through those stages of mourning and those stages of grief. And I think that's really good for you to give yourself the time, allow yourself to process it. But I think I'm really just giving you confirmation here that it's okay to let go of this, that it's really not going to change, and it's really not healthy for you.
Yeah.
Sorry to say.
Yeah, it looks fine.
But and I can tell you that I will talk to you again, and when I do, you will have the right person next to you, and I will be talking to an entirely different person who is, like, young and playful and giggly and in love and, like, wow, I can't believe what was on the other side of this.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's like that. As soon as that glass is lifted, it's just the energy that I feel on the other side of this for you is phenomenal. It really is.
Wow. That would be incredible.
Yeah, something that you could say to yourself is, you know, just kind of try to step into that or imagine that and just tell yourself, I would really like that. That would be incredible. I think that's a wonderful thing to help you through. If you feel like crying, cry. If you feel like being angry, throw some marshmallows. They work all the time, and they always end in laughter because you can't throw those suckers no matter how hard you try. And, you know, and if you just feel like being alone and being sad, be alone and be sad. And if you feel like being around your friends, be around your friends. Allow yourself to have and honor the feelings that are going to come up while you work through this process.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I can help you with tonight? A hug? An air hug?
Yeah.
I hate giving bad news, but I promise
you
that this is probably
it's
the best bad news
better
that you get.
Than no accuracy, you know, is better than anything else.
Mhm. Yeah, and this will help you. I think, you know, this will be the best bad news that you've got, because the you that I see on the other side of this is absolutely incredible. You are an amazing, incredible person, and you just need to be set free right now.
Yeah. That's funny, because I use that word a lot in the relationship, freedom, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could understand why you would do that.
And I have been thinking about that, how in this state right now of time, I am free. You know, I feel free.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Then you're already halfway there.
Yeah, you're more than halfway there, Lisa. That's
right.
Yeah.
99.9% there.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, we're going to need to move on, but, you know, best wishes to you, you know, for all fulfillment and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. You too. You all too. Thank you.
All of you.
Thanks for calling in, hon. I'm giving you a big air hug. I hope you can feel it.
Yeah, I do. Thank you. Thank you.
Good night, hon.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
I hate giving the bad news.
Yeah, that's got to be tough for you, too.
It's hard, and, you know, I think it just comes from me. I just dig deep and I say, well, you know, what's the integral thing to do? Because, you know, giving false hope to somebody, I think that just prolongs the misery, you know?
Yeah. No, that only stands to reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, I appreciate your candor, and I'm sure that I got the impression that Lisa did too. So I thank you for that.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, let's give your website out one more time because we're not going to be able to get to everybody, but we will take a few more calls.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'd love to do that, David. It's michellemellioonline.com, and so it's michellem as in marshmallow, ELEO, online.com. And of course, if anybody would like, they can just really Google my name, and I think you can find from there, you can find my Facebook page, my website, some of my YouTube videos, my courses, and there's just, when you get to the website or even my Facebook page, there's a lot of information to either help empower yourself to trust your own intuition and be more empowered, or to even work with me through readings or hypnosis or coaching to kind of help find your way to empowerment as well. But that's really what I'm all about is empowerment, being able, not being dependent on anybody but your own inner guidance and being fulfilled from it.
Well, what more could you want, you know?
Yeah.
That's great. I love it when people work to empower people because sometimes I've had some guests on that aren't all about that, and I think that's a really important aspect. And, you know, it's hard when you're doing these mini readings to really give everything that you want to. And so that's why, folks, it's good to get in touch with Michelle. And again, her last name is spelled M-E-L-E-O, so that you can really appreciate a more in-depth reading and avail yourself of her skills.
And I also want to say, David, that if anybody's listening to this show or any of the other of your shows that I've been on, you know, that 50% off special holds true for anybody that mentions that they heard about me from your show. I'm happy to honor that. And all they have to do is just give me a little private message, and I'll be able to give them a wonderful reading or coaching. Or something.
Yeah, that's really generous. Okay. Well, folks, you have that information. Our next caller is Laura. And Laura, you're live.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, Laura. Hi. I'm
what can I do for
work.
You tonight?
Yeah, I'm looking for work, and I've had a phone interview. I had an in-person interview last week, and I wonder if you see me making a long-distance move or, you know, for a job, because that's what I'm looking for. I need to find work.
Okay. Let me have a look and see. What I'm going to do for you, Laura, is I'm just going to do, with your question, your specific questions in mind, I'm going to do just a little general reading on what's going on for you with your work. And then we can see if there's any moves or anything around that. I want to let you know that, once again, congratulations on being an active participant in searching for work for yourself, because that makes all the difference in the world. Instead of just hoping and praying and waiting for it to come to your doorstep, you're actually out there, you know, turning up the, you know, the pebbles under your feet and getting moving. I actually feel like you are waiting on an email message or a message. I say through the mail, but I think it's email because now nobody gets mail anymore except for spam. Within the next couple of weeks, I feel like you've got good news coming your way via email. And I feel like that there is, you had an in-person interview recently. Is that correct?
Yeah, that one was for a permanent full-time opportunity. And then the other, I have one next week for a 6-month contract. And then the one I had today on the phone was for a 12-month contract.
Okay. So I feel like, I actually feel like you've got a couple of things going on here and you've got a couple of opportunities. But I feel like the one that you had, the in-person interview that you had, I feel like that was, it looks like there would be some negotiating going on with that. I'm not quite sure if you're going to end up taking the negotiating, because I don't really think that what you're going to be getting offered for that is really close to what you're worth. But I do see this good news come in. Now, remember, it's going to be coming via email within the next couple of weeks. I don't see a move for you within the next, I don't see a move for you even within the next 6 months. I see you staying put. Maybe 7 months I see a new home for you. But I feel like it's just really an upgrade rather than I have to move for work. And I'm actually really feeling good about the 12-month contract. Now, would the 12-month contract involve you moving? It would.
No, I don't think so. That's close. That's local to where I live now.
Good.
I applied to some jobs in the Pittsburgh area, but I haven't heard anything back from those applications. That's all I was wondering, if I was going to end up moving to Pittsburgh or staying. See,
yeah.
I want to get a house this year, so I wanted to know where to focus to settle down permanently. So do you see me permanently settling here in New Jersey where I'm at?
Well, I do see a new home for you, but I do not see a move for a distance. So I do actually feel like you get a home where you're at. And I do see a new home for you this year, and I do see good news come in your way and the result of, and as you know, as a job offer by email within the next couple of weeks. So there's a yes answer on your, you know, keep working, keep it up. You've been doing a lot of work. Keep it up. You're going to have good news from that. And I feel like a new home comes your way in about maybe 7 months, really. Not too far off. It's almost like the work is all you really need. It's almost like you just need that final piece to the puzzle for you, you know?
But you say the 12 months. So the phone interview went well today, then, is what you're saying, because that's the one for the 12-month contract.
That was the one for the 12-month contract. I would have to say that the phone interview went well, yes, because I do see positive energy, and I've got a yes answer from my guides, and it feels like it went very well, very successful, and you really you touched on some of your qualities, like important qualities that weren't in the resume. So in other words, they were looking for your responses to certain things, and you nailed it.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. That's all I needed to know. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for calling.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you, Michelle.
All right,
bye.
Laura. Thank you. You take care, honey.
Take care.
You too, thanks. Thank
good
you.
Good night. You're welcome. We have two callers on this next line, Michelle. We have Amber and Robin. Is this Amber?
Hello. Hi, Dave. It's Amber.
Hi there, Amber.
Hi, Amber.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. I was wondering if you could tell me who's near me.
Okay, so you want to get a spirit reading? Now, is it just you
ma'am.
By yourself, or is someone with you? Okay.
My mom's with me.
We both want the same thing.
Oh, I see. So we got Amber and Robin coming through. And we want to know who's around for some spirit energy. So I'm using my spirit cards. I feel like, first of all, that... Oh, yeah, definitely. So I actually feel a male energy around the two of you, and I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that is this your father and your mom's husband?
Yeah. Well, he's my stepfather.
Well, no, he No. I don't even know how many times he can say no. It's his daughter. You are his daughter. And he's very, like, almost doesn't even like that word, step.
That
makes sense. I mean, he's like, no. Now, so what was the recent celebration? He shows me a recent celebration. He wants you to know that he was there. He wants you to know that he was, that it was wonderful. It was beautiful. It was, he says, a little bit sappy or a little bit kind of almost over the top a little bit, but that's okay. We got a lot of, he's a talker. He's saying a lot fast. So interrupt me if you like. I know we're short on time. I'm going to try to get as much in as I can. He's also showing me that he's holding a little baby in his arms. Now, I feel almost like this is a baby that is going to be being born. So I feel almost like there's good news about a pregnancy. Is there somebody in the family that's pregnant or that childbearing age?
Not that I know of, but I'm at childbirthing age.
Yeah, it's real.
But I don't see myself having it anymore. I've already.
Okay. Well, so he's holding this baby in his arms, and he's looking down at this baby. And so this baby could be a baby that, you know, that crossed over young, and he's taking care of this baby. But I do really feel like he's looking at this baby, and he's taking care of this baby before it's going to be born. So and he's like winking at me and going, uh-huh. So I do see another child coming in. Know that that child was held in his arms, and then he gave that child love. He also comes to the two of you. He makes his presence known, and he shows himself in, red cardinals are really big around the two of you, and almost like in ridiculous places where you wouldn't expect them. And he wants you to know that he sends red cardinals to let you know that he's close. And I also want to know who's got the court proceedings going on. Is somebody dealing with a legal situation or a court case?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
So he wants you to know that this that he's working on the outcome, and he puts his fist up like, what a jerk. he puts his fist up and he's still being very protective of you, and he wants you to know that he's with you. And I do actually see a very positive outcome for you, and I see he's going to make sure of it. He's going to make sure that things happen. And he says, don't ever call yourself my stepdaughter, because you are my daughter. And I know we didn't get a chance to talk to Mom, but I feel like Mom feels a presence. I feel like he's very close, and he wants her to know that he's okay, because she put up with a lot. Like she put up with like way more than she should have. And I know that we're running out of time for this, but I just wanted to make sure I got as much in as I could for you two. I know we got other people waiting, but he is nearby, and look for those red cardinals. And I'm so, so terribly sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, love, and hug to you and your mom.
Hugs back.
Take care, Amber, okay?
You too, Dave.
All right, sweetie. God bless. God bless your mother.
Yes, bless you both.
Thank you. Okay, well, we'll take one more caller. I have a Skype caller. I don't know your name. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, it's Gigi.
Hi, Gigi. How are you?
Hi. Good, Dave. Thanks for taking call. Hi, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Hi there.
So Michelle, my question. Hi, my question. I guess I need to kind of speed this up a little bit, expedite my question. What's not really on my mind at the moment is the prospect of moving. I'd love to know when I am going to be able to connect with my right and perfect place. I have a deadline this month, and so far, nothing's really come about. for me.
Okay, Gigi, let me have a look for you. I want to give you a time frame on your right and perfect place. I'm having a look at my cards, and before I even let you know what my cards are saying, I want to let you know that my guides are saying, not yet, not yet. So I feel like where you go is going to be a little temporary, but they're saying don't be upset. You know what I mean? Because
I am
right and perfect place.
I'm upset about that.
Yeah. Yeah, your right and perfect place is like this only, it's only temporary. And I'm talking like very temporary. I feel as if you're going to know about it. Now, so I feel like you're going to know about your right and perfect place in about 5 days' time, all right?
Okay.
But your paperwork or getting through or getting to be able to be there, I feel like there's going to be layover. Do you know what I mean? So so be like mentally prepared for that, but you're right in perfect place. Like you're going to be, everything's going to be in place for you, but you do have a temporary layover somewhere else, or maybe even staying where you're at a little bit longer.
Okay.
But I feel like there's a little jump before you get in there. And it's actually something that is, because it has to fit a lot of things. It fits in your budget. It's absolutely beautiful. It needs a little bit of work. But I feel like you like putting your own finishing touches anyways. Like you have this, your own taste, and you like it to look, feel, and be your own place. So I feel like, you know, it's got that room for improvement. And I also feel like it's driving. It's like you're not going to have to drive as far to get to your work, you know. So I feel like it's driving just pretty close to work. So I think that makes a big difference. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and
so,
it's going to be a place all by myself.
It's going to be a place all by yourself, and it's going to be a place, like I said, like I see you putting your own, and that's probably why, you know, that's that big thing my guides are showing me. It's almost like you get to do whatever you want to it. Like it's yours. Like it feels like it's gonna look like yours, feel
yes,
like yours.
That's what I want.
And it's
want that.
Yeah, and I don't know why there's something about stands out for me is a nook. I see like a little corner nook or like a reading area or a place where you can sit and look out the window, but a nook is a big thing that is standing out for me. So I don't know. It's on its way.
And is it happening pretty quickly? I mean, what are we looking at time-wise, approximately? I know time can be a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, so what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing you know of the place or find the place or be aware of it in about 5 days' time. Give yourself six max, okay? And I actually feel like we're looking at, I think we're looking at about three, when do you have to move out? Because I think we're looking at 3 weeks before you can actually get keys, but I feel like you
That's
need to maybe do
seconds.
Some work on.
20 seconds.
You have to be out by the
1st? I have to be out by the 22nd of this month.
Okay. All right, well, you got good news. Take deep breaths, and you're going to get through this. I do see you in a new place, and it's soon.
Okay, so you do think that I'll be able to make it close to that timeline?
I do. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to give the mic back to David because I know he's running out of time on his show tonight.
Thank you
so much
for
breaking
up.
Okay.
Okay, all right, sure. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, G. Well, actually, that timer is just for new callers coming in, but it is the end of the hour. And, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, David, thank you so much for having me. And I will, we will catch up because we do need to catch up on things. And thanks again.
Thank you. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.